This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Scottish National Party, or SNP, became the largest party in the Scottish Parliament. The SNP is committed to Scottish independence. After the results of yesterday's regional elections were announced, it was clear that Tony Blair's ruling Labour Party had suffered losses in England and Wales, too. In a few days, Blair is expected to announce when he will leave office. NPR's Rob Gifford has been following events in Edinburgh.
The Labour Party has completely dominated politics north of the border for the last 50 years, but today it lost that dominance. The Scottish Parliament, set up in 1999 to deal with local issues such as healthcare and education, has 129 seats. The SNP won 47 of them against the Labour Party's 46. After problems with a new electronic voting system delayed the announcement of the final results, the SNP's leader, Alex Salmond, was jubilant.
Scotland has changed for good and forever. There may well be Labour governments and Labour first ministers in the decades to come, but never again will we see the Labour Party assume that it has a divine right to rule Scotland.
The Labour Party also lost seats across England and Wales, though the Conservative Party, with its new leader David Cameron, did not do as well as some had hoped. Tony Blair, facing the electorate for the last time, put a brave face on the defeats.
Everyone said we were going to get hammered, it was going to be a rout, and it's not turned out like that. You know, I think that, yes, of course, it's a midterm. You always take a hit in the midterm, but these results provide a perfectly good springboard to go on and win the next general election.
It's 300 years exactly, almost to the day, since the Act of Union between England and Scotland in 1707. Today's success for the Scottish National Party does not guarantee that Scotland will go its own way. Many say they voted for the SNP as a protest against the Labour Party, not because of support for independence. And to control the Scottish Parliament, the SNP must form a coalition with one of the other parties, all of which oppose independence. But today's result leaves a difficult legacy for Tony Blair's likely successor, Gordon Brown, a Scotsman himself who strongly supports the union and has said he would not be able to work with a party or a leader who supports the breakup of the United Kingdom. Rob Gifford, NPR News.